Welcome to the Information Systems for Business podcast. The main purpose of the podcast is to augment the book Information Systems for Business, An Experiential Approach, 5th edition, by Franz Boulanger, Craig Van Slyke, and Rob Crossler. The book is published by Prospect Press. I'm your host, Craig Van Slyke. This episode is for the 5th edition of the textbook. Before we get started, I wanted to give a couple of disclaimers. The podcast purposely omits many details to get to the high points of each chapter, so listening to the podcast is not a substitute for reading the book. Each episode contains my view of the most important points of each chapter. Your professor may have a different view of what's important. The podcast is solely my responsibility, so any errors are on me, not my co-authors, your professors, Prospect Press, or my employer. All right, enough with the disclaimers. Let's get to the good stuff. This episode covers the most important points from Chapter 7, Securing Information. Chapter 7's focusing story discusses the persistent, incorrect belief that Macs and iPhones are impervious to hacking. This simply is not true. Macs are generally safer than Windows-based PCs, but Macs are still vulnerable, just not as vulnerable. The same thing is true of iPhones. Even if the platforms you use are more secure than their competitors, you need to keep in mind that all systems are vulnerable. So, you need to be diligent about protecting your information whether you use a Windows PC, a Mac, an iPhone, or an Android phone. Having our devices connected to the outside world is absolutely convenient, but it's also dangerous. This chapter helps you understand information security and explains different types of security technologies. If you have a computer, tablet, or smartphone, you need to understand how to protect the information that's stored on or flows through these devices. Even if you never use a computer, you are still vulnerable to security threats through the many organizations you have to deal with to get through life. The bottom line is that everyone in the developed world needs to be aware of information security. Chapter 7 begins by defining information security as the set of protections put in place to safeguard information systems and/or data from security threats. After the focusing story, Chapter 7 discusses risk management as it relates to security. Next, the chapter covers several important security concepts. This is followed by a detailed discussion of information security threats, including threat targets and threat vectors, which are the methods used to conduct attacks. The chapter covers security technologies and solutions next, followed by a brief discussion of the role of security policies. Chapter 7 concludes with a discussion of artificial intelligence and cybersecurity. Here are the main points from Chapter 7. There are always security risks to be managed, regardless of how well an organization manages their information security. So risk management is always important. Risk management is the process of identifying, assessing, and prioritizing the security risks an organization may face. Note that there are other types of risk management as well, but we focus on security risk management here. Organizations can manage risk by accepting the risks, or trying to mitigate or prevent those risks. Risk management and security are related but different. Security is focused on protecting assets from both external threats, such as from hackers and viruses, and internal threats, such as employees, trading partners, or contractors, who purposely or accidentally compromise information security. See Figure 7.1 for a diagram showing some external and internal threat types. Cybersecurity is a newer term than information security, but we can treat them as being basically the same thing, although some people think cybersecurity is broader. Security is asymmetric, since organizations have to protect against many weaknesses, while hackers only need to find one weakness to exploit it. This is called asymmetrical security warfare. Defense in depth refers to an approach to security that uses multiple layers of protection. This means that the bad guys need to get through multiple layers of protection to get to sensitive data. This is kind of like having a home safe. In order to get to your valuables, a robber would have to get into your locked house and also break into your safe. There are three main levels of security: protecting the information itself, protecting the computer on which the information is stored, and protecting the network to which the computer is connected. The three main goals of information security are confidentiality, or making sure that only authorized individuals can access data, integrity, which means making sure that data are consistent and complete, and availability, making sure that systems and data are available when needed. These are sometimes called the CIA goals. Two additional goals are sometimes considered. Authentication means making sure that the parties involved in some interaction are who they say they are. This is one reason most companies ban sharing login information and also ban logging into a system then letting someone else use that system. Non-repudiation means making sure someone can't go back on their obligations, for example, by claiming that they didn't enter into an online transaction. There are many types of security threats. We can understand them by considering the threat target, which is usually confidentiality, integrity, or availability, and threat vectors, which are the methods of attack. Common threat vectors include hacking, which is when an unauthorized individual gains access to systems or data, social engineering, which is tricking an authorized user into providing confidential information such as passwords or files. When social engineering is done through email, it's also called phishing, and that's with a PH instead of an F. Denial of service attacks are attacks on availability that lead to legitimate users not being able to access information or technology resources. Malware, such as computer viruses, can affect confidentiality, integrity, and availability. There are many different kinds of malware. Read the chapter to learn about some, including Trojan horses and spyware. We can classify security technologies and solutions by considering whether they are preventative controls, which try to limit or stop threats from occurring, detective controls that try to discover where and when security threats occur, and corrective controls that try to repair damage after a security problem does occur. User profiles are a major tool in preventing unauthorized access. User profiles differentiate users from one another using one or more types of identification. Possession is when you hold some form of identification. For example, your student ID may contain a chip or magnetic strip that allows you to access certain resources. Knowledge is when you know something such as a PIN or password to gain access to a system. Traits use recognition of physical or behavioral human characteristics, such as a fingerprint or face scan, for access. These are sometimes used in combinations, such as when you need to both possess a debit card and know a PIN to use it to make a purchase at a store. Two-factor authentication requires using an extra layer of security before accessing information or systems. For example, many schools are requiring the use of an authenticator app, such as Duo or Authy, to access university systems. By the way, we sometimes say multi-factor authentication, just because it could be more than two factors. Biometrics, such as fingerprints, face scans, and retina scans, can be used for authentication, identification, or both. There are a lot of other interesting biometrics in use. Check out Table 7.3 for some examples, such as, believe it or not, odor recognition, which is both strange and scary. Firewalls are used to control access into and out of networks, applications, and computers. There's a whole lot to firewalls, so be sure to read the chapter. I've gone a long time without nagging you about reading the chapter. Encryption converts data into a form that is unreadable to anyone who does not have the proper decryption key. Encryption scrambles the data. Decryption puts it back into a usable form. We're running kind of long, so I'm going to stop here and direct you to look at the book to learn about different types of encryption, wireless security, virtual private networks, and security policies. But I do want to take just a second to discuss AI and cybersecurity. The main point is that AI can be used for good or evil, to protect against attacks or to create more effective attacks. The chapter goes into more detail about how AI affects cybersecurity, so be sure to check it out. That's all for Chapter 7. I'm going to say it again. This is another chapter with a lot of details, so read the book. Bye.